Listen to the resonance or tone focus of the Farsi. In all of the accents or dialects which I teach, it is important to establish a particular resonance or tone focus or muscularity, the way that the muscles of the articulators move, which ones take particular muscular work, and how this affects the overall timbre or quality of the voice, regardless of the particular pronunciation changes that are taking place. Now, with the rhythm and pitch characteristics we have done, we are very close in the Farsi to the Arabic accent, which is studied on another tip. But the Arabic accent has its tone focus much lower down in the rear part of the mouth and part of the throat. Standard American English has its tone focus around the middle of the mouth. British English, south of England, tends to have its tone focus much more forward in the mouth, around the lips. The Farsi is also in the front of the mouth focused, also around the lips, but with a great deal more muscular work going on in the lips. For the Farsi, the lips are actually pushed forward, and some would even say that they are tensed, although I do not like to use the word tension in conjunction with any dialect trait. But it is almost like the lips are being pursed, pushed, and tightened forward. Let me give you an example. If you were to whistle, especially if you were to whistle at a lower pitch, where you have to make a larger hole between the lips through which to whistle, if you put your lips in the whistling position and then hold them there and say 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, almost like the tongue is moving in the front of the mouth, but the lips are not moving very much. The corners of the mouth are held together, not too terribly tightly, but the sides of the mouth don't open. The sides are staying together, and it is only sort of that circle that is opening that is permitting the words to, the sounds, to jump out of the mouth. So if you do again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, holding the lips almost in the position of that whistle. Be careful not to hold them too stiffly. You want to keep the focus on that basic position of the lips, but still let them open and close in order to form the sounds, the vowels, and the consonants that you are having to form. Otherwise, we will do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You have to let the lips close. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, open and close, especially the bottom lip doing its movement. But the top lip can maintain a considerable amount of the position of that whistle. Let's go back to, if it were done when it is done, then to wear well it were done quickly. Hold in the position of the whistle, but not holding it stiffly. If it were done, continue the same rhythm pattern we were doing before. If it were done, when it is done, then to wear well it were done quickly. The top lip is slightly protruded
Not enormously, you know, wanting to put a lot of tension on it, which will distort the sound like this. But basically, again, this image that I am giving of the whistle position is very important. As you continue to get more comfortable with putting the sound in between the lips there, it will not be necessary to be as conscious of holding the lips stiffly, and you will become much more comfortable tone focusing there with a basic muscularity that is growing out of it. But use initially this image of going for a wide whistle, a low pitch whistle, and not moving the lips out too far out of the basic position of that whistle. Let us do again some counting, contrasting, feeling the resonance in the middle of the mouth for the American resonance. 1, 2, 3, then changing the rhythm on the lips. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, feeling it in the middle. Going forward. 4, 5, 6. Back to the middle. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And again, to contrast, you can hear the major difference between this resonance and the resonance which is much more in the back of the opening of the throat for the Arabic, and even the basic enveloping of the sound, which is for the Black African and West Indians, but having basically the same rhythm pattern. So the same rhythm pattern is established for several of the dialects, but we are differentiating with the resonance the totally different effects that these patterns have. Again, review these two lessons several times, because when we are going through the changes in pronunciation, those pronunciation changes must now be totally integrated into these two traits if they are to sound at all authentic. This is then the end of the lesson on the resonance of Farsi.